The National League hadn't done it since 1996, but last night they finally broke the streak. They took the 2010 All-Star Game, beating the American League 3-1 in Anaheim, California. NPR's Tom Goldman is with us to talk about it. Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So we should say there was not actually a lot of action in this game, and it took a while for the offenses to get anything at all going. Tell us how it played out.
Yeah, you know, for the fans who love a slugfest, it was a snooze fest, I'm afraid.
Right.
But people who like pitching and defense, they loved it. The four runs total, you know, you mentioned it was 3-1, was the lowest total since 1997. Since then, there's been an average of 10 runs per game in the All-Star game. So this wasn't a game of towering home runs. Pitching dominated, especially on the National League side. Starter Ubaldo Jimenez of the Colorado Rockies, he's the first pitcher in the last decade to win 15 games before the All-Star break. From him through a total of 9 National League pitchers, they gave up only 6 hits against a very powerful American League lineup. Now, the American League pitchers only gave up 7 hits, but one of them was the big one. It was a bases-loaded double by Atlanta catcher Brian McCann in the 7th inning. That scored 3 runs, and that was all the National League needed.
And I guess not a surprise that pitching would be so dominant in this game. Pitching has been pretty good overall this year.
It has. This has been called the year of the pitcher. I mentioned the success of Ubaldo Jimenez. American League starter David Price has been very good. So has another National Leaguer, Florida's Josh Johnson. Those three really controlled the All-Star game into the 5th inning when the American League scored the first run. But yes, pitching and good defense to back up the strong pitching have been the story of the season so far.
One thing to mention, Tom, this was not just an exhibition in the sense that for the past few years, the All-Star game has determined home field advantage for the World Series. So they actually had something at stake last night.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, the National League now has that home field advantage in the World Series. We're not sure whether that works. It's debatable. Since 2003, the American League has won every All-Star game, and they've had home field advantage in the World Series, but the American League has still lost 3 of those series to the National League team. So it's debatable, but I think when push comes to shove, the National League will be happy to have that home field advantage.
Of course, the big baseball story yesterday was the death of longtime Yankees owner George Steinbrenner. Was he remembered at the game last night?
Yeah, he was. And, you know, Yankees players that were in the game and the American League manager Joe Girardi of the Yankees, they wore black armbands. There was a moment of silence before the game. And the commentators on the TV broadcast remembered George Steinbrenner several times. Really, though, interestingly, there didn't seem to be a pall over the game. Frankly, he wasn't widely loved. I mean, he was an iconic person, a significant sports figure in history, but most fans remember the tantrums, the huge spending, etc. You know, that's why a lot of the eulogies yesterday by people who knew him, people inside baseball, they went out of their way to talk about the behind-the-scenes Steinbrenner, the kind man, the charitable man, the man who mellowed in later years. Although, Mary Louise, I don't know if he would have been mellow last night with the AL getting shut down and losing that home field advantage in the World Series, he'd probably be mad. And maybe that's the most fitting send-off for a guy like George Steinbrenner.
There you go. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman talking about last night's All-Star game.